What is it about the American South that makes it such fertile and enduring ground for tantalizing literature? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new novels with a modern twist on the Southern Gothic tradition as ghosts from the past insist on intruding upon the present. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Catherine Stockett follows her blockbuster hit, The Help, with another historical novel set in the South. The Calamity Club is one of those rare 700-page books that is so immersive, exciting, and downright fabulous, you never want it to end. In 1933, with Prohibition sputtering out and the Great Depression deepening, Oxford, Mississippi clings to its tradition and hierarchies, even as privation levels nearly everyone. At the Lafayette County Orphan Asylum, 11-year-old Meg, labeled one of the hopeless big girls who will never be adopted, has a rare experience of kindness when she meets a new volunteer staff member named Bertie Calhoun. Bertie is in town to beg for help from an older sister who married rich and left her and their mother behind in the sticks without a backward glance. Bertie will also cross paths with a striking woman named Charlie, who has a checkered past and a daring scheme to regain control of her future. Will Meg ever find out why her mother gave her up for adoption? Will Bertie get the money to save her home? Will Charlie get her life back on track? It could not be more fun to find out. As Lauren Christensen pointed out in the New York Times, this one is all about the plot, baby. Stockett's portraits of good and evil, rich and poor, of women with class, and those who can't afford it, can be uncomplicated to the point of cartoonish, but the point here isn't so much moral complexity as it is pure hell-raising entertainment. If you like a little moral complexity along with your entertainment, I recommend Shannon Sanders' rich Black generational epic, The Great Wherever. This ambitious debut novel has a double cast, both the living members of the Lamb family and their dead, linked by the now-abandoned family farm in Tennessee. When a large offer for the parcel comes in, the four Lamb cousins who share ownership must gather to decide what to do, and a gossipy gathering of ghosts elbows right in there with them. Aubrey Lamb, 32 years old, broke, recently dumped by her rich white boyfriend, is planning to drop in, cash out, and head home to Philadelphia. But as she learns more about the history of her family and its fraught relationship with their white neighbors, she sees why her cousins are reluctant to let go. And the ghosts are there to make sure she gets the point. In a rave, the Kirkus Reviewer called The Great Wherever a big-hearted triumph, praising the book's rare imagination and wit. The narrator's voice, cheeky and charming, is perfectly rendered. Peeking over at Goodreads, we see that readers who got advance copies of this book are just about united in their enthusiasm, with several posts calling it one of the greatest family sagas they ever read. Since I'm always curious to see what the haters have to say, I checked the single one-star review, and sure enough, the reader is fuming about the, quote, woke mentality of the book, portraying white characters as racist, blacks as oppressed, blah, blah, blah. Well, honey, you may want to read a little American history to replace that blah, blah, blah with a dose of, shall we say, moral complexity? Fans of the love songs of W.E.B. Du Bois, this one's for you.
The books are The Calamity Club by Catherine Stockett and The Great Wherever by Shannon Sanders. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Look for the books at your favorite local bookstore. You never know what else you might find. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.